initial freshman Chris, just wrap up a few points that we haven't completed. So just to say out very, very quickly again the basic opinion, because we're going to rely on different parts of this to be very clear. So Reish Mem Ches was built on a brisa, where we said that in the fligim between apachas mikimul yomim kodem haShabbos, right? Person's not allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. And the third mitzvah is muta posukim enish posukim enashoves to bereibishim gemilayim erim enetzarich, and the two that side is okay. So what are we left with? We're left with an isur of en mafligim b'tzvina. We had six reasons for that, six shittas in the rishonim, and then the conditions. Right? What were the reasons in the rishonim? So the riff was riff on the Rambam was oinik Shabbos. Then we had tchumim, we had shot, we had the bahag about being konish visa, and then afterwards we had the Ramban of it looks like you're making a deal with the goy Maris Ein, and we had the Razao which turned everything on its head, which basically said that it's mutter to put yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, which will require you to break Shabbos. Now it's mutter to organize that from before Shabbos. Okay, there was the basic building blocks of the sugya. Now on the last point of the Razao, so we had a machlokes. We had the Rivash brought down in the Beis Yosef, understood the Baal HaMor is saying that even if you are definitely going to be required to break Shabbos because of this pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to organize that before Shabbos. And there's no issue. We said it's issue derabon of nir kamat and levatul asa Shabbos, but 3 days before tzarich mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. And even if you're 100% going to be chayv to break Shabbos, you're allowed to get yourself into that situation. The Magen Avraham on Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch brought the shita of the Marib and Leib, where he said that, and the Radbaz said that if it's 100% sure that you're going to be breaking Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to do this. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch really changed from the case of going in a Svinah to a case of walking across the desert, because walking across the desert is 100%. We said the Svinah is 95% that you're going to break Shabbos, and the walking in the desert is 100%, and the Shulchan Aruch is passing that even in the case of 100% you're allowed to. So it's a Magen Avraham, 100% not, or the 90% yes. Right? Tov, and he said, Al zeh simchim ha'olam shemistaknim ba'atmam ktsas, according to some geruses, right? So Val Pizeh, I don't see the Lashon exactly now, Val Pizeh, so the Onam is so much on the fact that they're mistaken, right? What does it mean they're mistaken? So we said Rabbi Chanan says that if you got yourself into a situation against the Halacha, then you're not allowed to break Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, and Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, many other Achronim also doche that pshat of Rav Elchanan. They say if the pikuach nefesh situation arises on Shabbos, even if the person was pesheya to get himself there, it's going to be aser. And the thing what does the Magen Avraham mean? Well, the Magen Avraham means is that there are certain cases which are a bit grey about whether you can about how much pikuach nefesh there is. They said that in those cases, the halacha is you're allowed to break Shabbos to save a person from that, if he feels that it's pikuach nefesh. But a person who puts himself in that kind of situation is not considered to being over on the halachas of shmiras haguf, right? And we said a sort of rough example which might be true is, let's say if you're going with a group of Land Rovers through the jungle, and brave people walk next to them. There's some people who, if their car broke down and they were rescued on Shabbos, they'd jump into the Land Rover and they'd say, Pekoch Nefesh, it's Shabbos, it's Doche Shabbos. They wouldn't be wrong, because maybe it is Pekoch Nefesh. But brave people walk next to the car, and they're also not wrong, because most of the time it's okay. So we said in a case like this, that's what we could be talking about, and there the Magen Avraham would be saying that in cases like this, you'll have to decide to be brave and walk next to the car, and then it will be okay. Right? That's basically where we got to. Now, just to take it a little bit further, just first of all, an interesting application of this din of Rav Moshe. There's a halacha in Reish Pei Ches, in Siman Reish Pei Ches, Sif Dalet, that if a person has a bad dream, and to the extent that he wakes up and he wants to fast because of this, the halacha is that a fast, the Gemara says that a fast takes care of a bad dream like fire does to straw, right? So if you, but it has to be the next day, So if a person has a bad dream and he thinks that it's a nevuah that he's going to die or something horrible like that, so if you fast the very next day, then that mamash takes care of it. Okay, so a person had a dream like this Friday night. He wakes up Shabbos morning and he's really nervous. What to do? Right? So basically the psak comes out over there is that you fast, and then you have to fast on Sunday for kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Which is a bit strange, right? Why are you fasting on Shabbos? Because pekach nefesh, we worry that the dream is real. And if so, you better take care of it and you better fast. If it's pekach nefesh, then you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. You're allowed to do everything else. The guy who drives that sort of ambulance doesn't have to fast on Sunday for doing it on Shabbos. Ella what? It's nonsense. If it's nonsense, then don't fast on Shabbos. So you see, there are different mahalkim over there. It's a very difficult point. But according to Rav Moshe, it's very nice, because the vort is that basically a person has a dream can decide, we're not sure, we don't know how to interpret dreams today. So if a person decides to be brave and say, it doesn't bother me, he's okay, he's not breaking any halachas. If a person says, pekach nefesh, and I want to fast on Shabbos, he's also okay, he's not breaking any halachas. Right? But being as you're compromising your earning Shabbos, so we tell the person, really, you should be brave. Right? We want you to be brave. Right? Be brave, and then you won't have to compromise any halachas of Shabbos. Now, you decide to call it a pekach nefesh and to fast on Shabbos, that's fine, but you're going to need kapara for making the decision in that direction. Right? That's one way of understanding, of getting through the thing over there. That's another place where Moshe's getter possibly comes up. Top. Now, there's one more point over here. The Gabe Poisek. So again, how did the Braisa work? The Braisa said we have an Isser to do something, we have an Isser on of Enba Fliegen Besvinna. The Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter. Before 3 days is Mutter. Mitzur Letzaiden, I'm skipping. Mitzur Letzaiden is okay. And Poisek, Apostle, Poisek and Medish Besvinna, Shavis, Divri Rebbe, Shem Gamliel, Emir, and Tzarech. Now, different Poisek, some of them Paschan Rebbe, some of them Paschan Rebbe, Shem Gamliel, like we mentioned in the first Shir on Resh Memches. But we haven't really gone into Poisek. What's the understanding of, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to be Poisek. According to Rebbe, you do need to be Poisek, but you don't expect the goy to take it seriously. So why do something that you don't expect the goy to take seriously? So we set out already that according to the Baal Amor, we can understand this. But according to the Baal Amor, the whole Isser is an Isser of Nere Kamat Nelevatos HaShabbos. Right? Be'etzem on Sunday, Monday, you're allowed to, or any day, right, on Thursday, you're allowed to get onto a boat where when Shabbos comes, you say, well, what can I do? I can't jump, right? So you're allowed to do that. Just it seems that you're going to break Shabbos. So we made it as a din that when you do that, the Tzarech Mitzvah within 3 days, so then Poisek and Melish Poisek. You go to the captain, you say, listen, I want you to stop. Even if you don't expect him to take you seriously, but in that way, it takes down a little bit the Nerika Matnilavatulis HaShabbos, right? It just takes down the whole problem, according to the Razah, is a din derabanan of it looks like you're planning to break Shabbos. So if you go and you make up that he shouldn't break Shabbos, even if he doesn't take you seriously, it takes down that din. So according to the Razah, we understand it. I'm not sure if I brought this din or not, so you can correct me if I'm... I think I left this out before. There's another mahalak that's mentioned in the Taz in the beginning on Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, and the way he says is basically like this. There's a halacha that you can get a goy to do jobs for you, right? For example, you can whatever, anything, you give your dry cleaning into the goy. Now he can wash it whenever he washes it, right? You give it in on Thursday, you tell him you want it on Monday, he can do it whenever he does it. Okay, now in a situation like this, if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, it's mutter, because he had the flexibility to either do it on Shabbos or do it a different day. The fact that he chose to do it on Shabbos, it's his own problem. Okay, but the restrictions of Maris Ayin, he can't come and do it on your property. Even if you've given him a 5-day scope and he can do it whenever he wants and it's mutter, he can't come and do it on your property, because then it looks like it's working for you. If what you gave, I spoke about a case where you give him your suit, so no one knows that it's your suit and it's also metaltzelin, right? He can put it, if he's working on your property because you're getting him to build a wall or something like that, we much more machmir. So basically these things are allowed, but there's a problem of marisign. He shouldn't be clearly seen to be doing it for you on Shabbos. Now, over here, when you're going on the boat, it's pretty much the same thing. We said that the boat is that he's got 2 weeks, so it's a 2-week journey. He's got, let's say, 10 days of traveling to do during those 2 weeks. He can lay anchor whenever he wants, or get into a port whenever he wants. And so that's like kotzatz that we spoke about over here. He can go when he wants and he cannot go when he wants. I mean, mainly if he goes on Shabbos, it's his own business that he goes on Shabbos. He doesn't have to be traveling on Shabbos. So, and that's why it's mutter me'ikir adin. But says the Taz, then it's not exactly like dry cleaning your suit. Dry cleaning your suit, no one knows. Mashenken over here, what's he doing? You're on the boat. He's taking you. Right, so by the fact that the guy's taking you on Shabbos, he said that you can see that he's doing the malacha for you. It's very clear connection between you and the malacha. So he said, because of that, of Mari Sain, we try and, as much as possible, me marchik the malacha from the Jew. And because of that, poisekim elishbos v'enashevos. Hagam that it's mutter, but he said Rabbanan wanted to just try and get as much distance between you and the fact that the guy is doing the malacha for you on Shabbos. So one way of doing that is tell him that he has to stop on Shabbos, even if it's not going to be taken seriously. Now, okay, so those are two Mahalkim in Poitzik. Lemaisa, there's a Mogen of Ram on Aleph where he discusses, remember there's all different cases of getting onto the boat. The Mogen of Ram says that you cannot get onto a boat on Shabbos, right? The Shulchan Aruch said in Gimel, that there are cases when it's mutter to get onto a boat on Shabbos. Magen Avraham says you cannot get onto a boat on Shabbos. Why can't you get onto a boat? Because it said to get onto the boat on Shabbos, he said you can't be poisek. If the guy is leaving on Shabbos, what kind of poisek can you do with him? Bishlam, if he's leaving on Wednesday, so you can get on and say, listen guy, I want you to stop on Shabbos. He'll say yes, and he'll treat it like a big joke, but you can at least go through the charade. He says if you're leaving on Shabbos, Magen Avraham says you're never allowed to get on the boat on Shabbos itself, right? Even without problems of shot or anything else, you can't, because poisek is lekuva, and if it's a situation where you can't do poisek at all, then you can't go on metro. Okay, so the Magen Avraham is in a situation where you cannot get onto the boat, poisek is lekuva. The Levush argues and he says poisek is not lekuva, right? We have the most of the poisek on both sides of the
Shulchan Aruch Paskin, but we don't poisek, no?
The Shulchan Aruch said, sorry, I don't remember, let's have a look. Poisekim is a yishpois. Right, the Torah said we don't have to. The Shulchan Aruch went with Rebbe, poisekim is a yishpois, an aleph. Right? Says the Magen of Ram over there, if you've got it open. So then, Reshim Ches aleph, right in the beginning, Dvar Mitzvah, Shabbos Asur, Dalo Yochel Lefsekim is a yishpois. So you see that the poisek is not just an option, it's not just a mitzvah. If you can't do poisek, you can't get onto the boat. The Rebush says poisek is something you should try to do, but by the fact we see poisek in Elishba, it's v'enu shevis, so we see it's not something you have to worry about too much, maybe you can get onto the boat. Okay? Now, there's a very interesting machlokas in, I think it's Reish Samach Vav, in Yeridaya, where if halacha is that if a kid needs to have a bris milah, so then bris milah is doka Shabbos. Right? Now, a milah shelo bezman is not doka Shabbos. So for whatever reason, day 8 was missed, and now the kid is holding the day 10 or 15, and now he's healthy enough to get his bris milah. If he now becomes healthy enough on Shabbos, we don't give him bris milah on Shabbos. So milah shelo bezman doesn't break Shabbos. Says the Tashbetz that you cannot give a milah shelo bezmano on Thursday either. Because the Messias was in those days that Yom Shlishi Lemila was very dangerous, and you would have to heat up water to bathe the kid. And if you didn't do this, it was considered a sakana. So Mimela on Thursday, you're not allowed to give a bris milah to a mina shaloi bismana. Why? Because Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're going to have to give this kid a hot bath. You're going to have to heat up water to give him a hot bath. And you can't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be breaking Shabbos. Right? Says the Shach on this. Right, and where does he learn it from? Learns it from Reish Mimches, from our din over here. Says the Shach, 1 second, the milah is a mitzvah. Right, bris milah is a mitzvah. You remember the dvar mitzvah that we needed according to Rabbeinu Tam. Even going to see your friend, even going on business is considered a dvar mitzvah. So he said a bris milah, even shalev is one, but bris milah is zecha mitzvah. So what's the problem? You can do it within 3 days, right?
Can't posek with anybody.
Very good. Says the Tosfos Shabbos that you can't be poisek. So he says the reason of the Tashbetz says is that you can't be poisek. Right? So why? Because you give him the kid a milah, what are you going to tell him, right? He's going to get sick. You can't be poisek over here. So now, which pshatim of poisek will this work with? Okay, so according to the Taz, the Taz's din of Poisek is that for you to actually be going on the boat on Shabbos doesn't look so great, right? You give your dry cleaning in because the guy doesn't want to shop and no one can see it. But for you to be on the boat, it looks like the guy is doing something for you. So it's got nothing to do with it. You gave a mil on Thursday. Right? There's no shaykh that's according to the Taz. So the lomdus that we could say over here is that, as we mentioned at the beginning, and that's also why I went over it again, is that we had a machloikus between the Rivash and the Marib and Lev, right? Bedas the Balamor. According to the Rivash, the Balamor is going to be matir even in a case when you're definitely going to have to break Shabbos. According to the Marib and Lev, you can get onto a boat because it's 90% chance you're going to be breaking Shabbos. But in a case where it's 100% that you're going to be breaking Shabbos while crossing the desert, then it's not mutter, right? So that's one way of understanding. According, once we have that chiluk in our hands, we can understand the halach of poisek based on that. If you're in a situation which is 90% that you're going to break Shabbos, right? So that's a situation where you can do poisek. Right, like on a svina, you can be poisek with him to stop or to lay anchor, whatever, because it's within the realm of possibility not to break Shabbos. Within the realm of possibility to be poisek. If he can be poisek, then it means that he doesn't have to be breaking Shabbos. Masha en kain, if it's in a case like the Miller, where poisek is something that's absolutely impossible. Right? So if poisek is something that's impossible, then that means that when you do the Miller, you're 100% going to be breaking Shabbos. Right? So really the chiluk between the Marib and Lev and the Rivash about are we matter 100% or we're only matter 90%, that can come out as the halacha of poisek. You need to be able to be poisek. If you can be poisek, that's a sign that it's only 90%. There's an option that you're not going to have to break Shabbos. Right? If you can't be poisek, so then that's a sign that it's impossible. There's actually one of the poskim over there in that discussion between the Tashbits and the Shah. So one of the poskim actually brings, they bring one of the poskim to say that if you're really embarrassed to go ask the guy is probably going to laugh at you, right? I don't know what they're doing, right? They're crossing the Atlantic and all those, and you ask him if he can, you know, do you mind just like stopping everything for a day for me? Right? He said if the guy is going to laugh and laugh and really like you're actually going to, you can make yourself an absolute laughing stock, then you don't have to go and be poisek, as long as you could, right? And they said, "Kol aroy lebila in bila ma'kevus," right? That's halacha from Kodshim. That we won't go into the details now, but basically it says that sometimes there's halacha you have to do something, and as long as you could do it, then it's okay, even if you don't really do it, right? Kol aroy lebila, if you could do bila to a mincha, then it's okay, it's kosher, even if you don't actually do the bila, right? So over here, they say the same thing over here, that kol aroy lebila, if you could do the poisek, then it's okay. You don't have to actually go and do the poisek, right? And according to this chiluk that we're saying now, so that works very well. The vort is that it has to be, once it's possible to do the poisek, that means that it's not 100% definite that you're going to be breaking Shabbos. Otherwise it would be impossible, right? So again, that lafori is working with this. There's a prima godim who says that's how we answer up the chiluk between the Magen Avraham and the Nevush, right? The Magen Avraham in Aleph, which is brought, says that if you can't get onto a boat Erev Shabbos, why not? Because you can't do poisek, right? The Magen Avraham in Dalid is the one who brings the Marib and Lev. It says when it's 100% that you're going to be breaking Shabbos, then it's also to get onto the boat. So Magen Avraham Nishitosai, that he holds like a Marib and Lev, holds that poisek is leikova. The other poiskim holds in Dalid that even if it's 100% that you're going to be breaking Shabbos, it's okay. So they're going to hold a different pshat in poisek. They're not going to say poisek is there to show you that it's only 90%. And the Mele poisek is not leikova. Right, and Lamaisa, the Bi'ar Halacha also in Dalid says that he paskins the Marib and Lev, he says that you can't break. You can't get yourself into a situation where you're definitely going to be breaking Shabbos, and he says, and that's why you need poisek, right? So he says this pshat out 100%. That's why you need poisek, because poisek means that it won't be 100%. So that's Reish Menches, and just to start Resh Mem Tes, if anyone has a tour here, so the beginning of Resh Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down at all in the Shulchan Aruch, right? And it's actually the next case in the Gemara after Resh Mem Tes. So I thought we'll just put it on as an addendum over here while we have time. And Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll start off with Resh Mem Tes properly. Right? So it says Resh Mem Tes in the beginning of the tour, right? Ein tsarim b'mulchemes harashus ala yoresh el goyim elim kemit chidu shloshi yomim kodem ha-shabbos. So when you want to start a war, right, in Mulchemes HaRashus, where Bnei Yisrael decide they don't have enough space, or whatever other reason, they decide they want to go conquer the next country, you're not allowed to start a war less than 3 days before Shabbos. V'mitchilu ein mafsikin. But if they started a war, if you already start a war on Sunday or Monday, then you don't have to stop by Shabbos. Aber Mulchemes Mitzvah matchil ein mafsikin b'Shabbos. In Mulchemes Mitzvah, you can start even on Shabbos. So we have two klalim. In Mulchemes Mitzvah, there's no restrictions. Mulchemes HaRashus is bound by the same halachas as getting onto a boat. Don't start a war on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? For sure not on Shabbos, but start a war on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? And the Bach over here, you know, just speaks through the sugya very nicely. I don't know how much time we have. But he says that according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, it's the same reason. He said that as soon when your people go to war, first 3 days, they're not relaxed. Right, so for 3 days they can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't relax. So Mimela, after 3 days they settle and they get a bit more used to it. So Mimela, for the 3 days there's an Isser to start a war because you're being Mevatel Oinig Shabbos. Right? Mashen Kain, longer than that is not a problem. And then according to the Balamor, we're going to say the same thing again. You're putting a stam de milta in a war, you're going to have to break Shabbos. So to start a war on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it looks like you're not caring about the Shabbos that's coming. Shenken, to start a war on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so that's Beseder, because we don't yet have to worry about that Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, so Pekoach Nefesh, whatever is Pekoach Nefesh, you're going to have to carry on and do on Shabbos. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. The Bach says because we don't go to war today so much, as before there was a Musaq of a Jewish state, so maybe the Jews didn't have an army. There was no reason to write halachas of Jews going to war. And and the Marib and Lev actually bring it down. It's quite a cute halacha. Marib and Lev, when he's arguing on the Rivash and saying that that the Balamor is only ever matches something which is 90% coming to breaking Shabbos, not something that's coming 100% to breaking Shabbos. So he says that the Balamor proves his halacha from this case of going to war. And he says, but when you go to a war, he says, there's no reason that a war can't be over in 6 days. Right? So I'm saying that I don't think there ever was a war that was over in 6 days except for Bnei Yisrael. But he says that there's no reason a war can't be over in 6 days, and because there's no reason that a war can't be over in 6 days, so we don't know when you start a war. You've got a war with a country on Sunday, there's no telling that it's not going to be over by Shabbos, and therefore you can't prove from here that you can get yourself into a situation where you'll definitely have to break Shabbos. That's one of his reasons to argue on the Rivash. So it'll be net on Friday, we'll start off from Resh Mem Tes proper.